Passion, drive, and patience. The formula of winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything for you to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED lights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has it covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices that you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP it needs to be and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Again, ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Hey, it's Bubba the Love Sponge. You know, crotch discomfort might be just hurting your game. Fear no more. The kings of the crotch comfort, Manscaped, have spent 2 years designing the most comfortable boxer briefs out there. The brand new Boxers 2.0 from Manscaped take your balls to the royal ball throne. The global leaders in below-the-waist grooming also have the Lawnmower 4.0 for that trimming that you need so that you can wear the boxers and chill. They've even trademarked the jewel pouch, so you know it's serious. I think it's time for you to invest in your family jewels, my friend. So let your bulge breathe and get 20% off plus free shipping by using the Bubba code at manscaped.com. Be proud of your underwear and wear the Manscaped waistband with a badge of honor. Your balls deserve it. Again, you got the Lawnmower 4.0, you got the Boxers 2.0, and you got the Jewel Pouch. What else could you want? It's all happening at manscaped.com, promo code Bubba. Again, get 20% off and free shipping with Bubba as your promo code at manscaped.com. Up your crotch game, because once the Boxers 2.0 touch your sack, you'll never go back.
With the knock.
With the knock on the window is the courtesy knock. Tap on the shoulder.
Yeah, the courtesy tap right before he's ready to release his load.
Oh, my God. Do you like a courtesy tap on, or do you like the surprise of it?
Yeah,
I like a courtesy tap.
You do?
Yeah.
Verbal or physical?
Because
a lot of times guys be like, oh, I'm going to come.
Yeah.
Yeah, verbal's fine. However you want to do it.
I think verbal's more effective than you know, because a courtesy tap on the head could just be in the heat of moment. You know what I'm saying?
Right, like we don't know.
My wife says she can feel it when I'm, like, she can sense it.
When you're ready to explode?
Yeah.
Oh.
Mm. Yeah, you can.
Does she do that sort of thing, or does that stop with marriage of 11 years and a child?
What do you mean?
Head.
Does she still suck your dick?
Yeah, she still does.
I mean, a lot? Does she gobble it down like she's hungry?
Like Kobayashi eating a hot dog.
Yeah, does she gobble it like it's her 68th hot dog?
Like I just saved her from Auschwitz.
From euthanasia.
Oh my God!
It's her first meal.
I didn't say that. I don't.
Joey
think it's
Chestnut style.
I don't think it's appropriate that you said that. The only person that could have made him an Auschwitz joke.
It wasn't a joke. It was a historical reference. That was not a joke.
It was an analogy.
That was an analogy. It was a historical reference. Simply adding color to a description of an event.
Oh, okay.
There's nothing further than that.
Brian did come up with just two absolutely brilliant things. Him and I had a little private conversation. Now, Lummy, why do you got to be out of here by 11:30 so that you can drive to Plant City and try to save Hootie's
fucking
ass?
Fucking child.
He's got kid issues.
Yeah, I got kid issues. Ashley had to go into the office because her boss is down from New York.
Why don't you just go now?
Right, no, because I got time.
No. Hold on. I'd rather you, if you have to leave by 11:30, I'd rather you leave now.
That way you don't get cut in traffic or anything like that with Wilbur.
Yeah, there's no excuses with regards to how, you know, there's a fucking overturned semi on 75 and you had to take the...
I have a little bit of time, plus I got to upload the different stuff, so...
Oh, well, why don't you go upload the...
I can do it from here.
What I'm trying to say is I don't want you to cut it short. I'd rather be responsible.
No, I'm not going to cut it short because I got to meet one guy right after here
Brian,
for like
will you
5 minutes.
Go on record to validate that I tried to say he could leave early and he fucking said no.
The record will reflect that Bubba tried to have Lummy be responsible.
So now we're going to 1:30.
And now it's out of Bubba's hands what happens from
here.
You had your chance.
Yep. I tried to say you could leave now, buddy, and not rush and bust ass and be all sweaty when you get there and fucking freaked out and barely made it by and instead arrived 30 minutes responsibly early. And, you know, but you're trying to fucking cut it close.
Well, because I got to meet this guy right after for like 5 minutes and then shoot up to
Cinco minutos.
You got to meet what guy right after?
I got to meet a Mexican guy right
Cinco
after
minutos.
This.
Hold on. You got to meet it. See, now it's getting a little shady.
It's Taco Thursday.
It's not shady at all.
Hold on.
Meal's not ready till 11.
You're meeting a Mexican guy.
Yeah.
Right after the show.
Yes.
Si, senor.
At the rental.
Yeah.
All right. And then
it's like a 5-minute meeting, and then I shoot straight up 275, and I should be there by the time the babysitter leaves.
You hope, right?
Well, no. She has a little wiggle room too.
Why don't you call the Mexican and say, won't you meet me there earlier?
Oh, God. It's a nightmare.
He doesn't know how to say that in Mexican.
Oh.
Well, you can do Google Translate, dude.
Yeah, we can help you out.
I tried to do that, and it's a nightmare.
Hola, senor.
I think you can do Google Translate.
Yeah, it's super easy. Can you meet me at 10:50?
Hey, Alexa, can you do Mexican translation?
Oh, God.
I might have missed part of what you said.
No, you didn't, Alexa.
If you
got it right.
You want to translate something, you can ask. How do I say have a good day in French?
Okay, perfect.
Okay.
Hey, Alexa, how do I say, can I meet you 15 minutes early in Spanish?
Buenos renut.
Shut up. Let her say it. Hello?
Puedes
Hey, Alexa.
Nerte conmigo.
How do you... Listen, all you fuckers talking is
I'm
throwing her
this
off.
This Thursday will be thoroughly thrilling.
Oh, God. Okay.
Brian, shut your fucking smarmy-ass toothy mouth up and let me fucking talk to her. Hey, Alexa, how do you say, can I meet you 30 minutes early in Spanish?
Can I meet you 30 minutes early in Spanish is, ¿puedo verte 30 minutos antes?
There you go, Lummy.
You got that, Lummy?
Yeah, the problem is the guy's going to answer Lummy, and Lummy's going to go, did he say okay or not?
Then he copies that, puts it into Google, and says, translate to English. It's real easy.
It's C or C. No is what it is.
Yeah, it's going to be C or no.
Yeah.
No, he's going to say, sure, Lummy, no problem. I can meet you. What time would you like to meet at?
Yeah, why are you talking perfect Mexican English to me, motherfucker?
Yeah, what the hell?
Because I'm Mexican doesn't mean I speak Spanish.
We haven't talked Mexican.
It's stupido.
Fucking stupido with a tinge of gordo.
Breaking news. Gordo. President Biden has tested positive for COVID.
Oh, and he has cancer, too.
And he's got cancer.
And dementia.
And listen, Brian, you voted for this guy. And
yeah, Brian, it's all your fucking fault.
No, hold on.
He didn't even win Florida, by the way.
Hold on.
It's all your fault.
Brian, you voted for this guy.
Nobody, there's electors.
Popular vote. Popular vote, Brian.
Yes.
Brian.
Yes.
You voted for this guy.
Yes.
What? And I'm not even setting you up. You voted for this guy. And are you disgusted at how fucking stupid he's been?
He could be doing a much better job than he's doing.
Well, I mean, that's... Does he not look feeble? Does he not look...
He has moments where you wonder, and you don't want that from a perception standpoint. You don't want to be wondering if the president is all there. And he has his moments where you're like, eesh. And this is why we really shouldn't have any 70-year-old presidents in this country.
Well, he's 79, so that's good.
Okay.
He's almost not 70. He almost makes it. He's 80.
We definitely don't need octogenarians. But,
hail to the no.
But septuagenarians, he already is the oldest president.
Okay. All right. So he already is the oldest president.
Reagan was the oldest, I think, before that. He was 78 on his way out. No, I guess Trump was the oldest then.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Trump was 79 on his way out, right?
No, he's 75 right now. Just turned 75 in June. June 14th, I believe.
Oh,
I could be wrong.
He was?
He was the oldest?
I think he was like third or fourth oldest. Yeah. I think Reagan number two?
On his way out, he was, but not in the beginning.
Yeah, because he's 8 years.
Reagan was 78 on the way out.
Who's the oldest that took office?
Biden.
The day they laid their hand on the Bible.
Biden, and it's not even close.
Oh, June 14th. Didn't Americans, 76.
Didn't
Trump.
Americans consider this? I mean, like, we're, I mean... Or has he deteriorated? I think he's deteriorated.
Here's the problem with our system. When you're given when you have 330 million people in a country
and we have two shit sandwiches
and
to
you've
eat.
Got these two very
Jokers.
Difficult to digest choices, that speaks to how broken our system is more than anything else. We have 330. These are the best two? Really? These are the two guys that we have to choose from to lead us? This is a joke. It's not even funny. It's a terrible, terrible
and
joke.
So I'm not being facetious by saying this, but like how do you fix it?
How do you fix the system?
Yeah.
Oh man!
No, I know.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like,
no, I get it.
Hold on.
Right?
How do you fix us?
You fix your damn self. And just try to
so
live.
So have you ever messed up on an Etch-a-Sketch before and gone back and tried to fix it?
No, you shake it.
You got to shake it and start over. You got to shake the picture, and we got to start over. That's where we're at. If you really want to change it, you have to. You can go try back and draw over the line and try and make it look
like
right.
Putting on eyeliner.
You can't do it.
You just gotta
wipe it. You gotta get the makeup remover.
Yep.
And wipe it off.
Start from scratch.
All right. Yep-ers. And so with regards to that, we're 2 years and what, 3 months, 4 months away from, you know,
the next election, the next presidential election.
The next shit sandwich we got to eat.
Mm-hmm. Which might be a repeat of the first shit sandwich we had.
Right.
There's no way now with Biden with cancer and COVID.
Yeah.
You don't think...
No, who do you think, like, here's a story right here that I was going to cover specifically when I had you at full attention. And that is, like, this story. Sanders, AOC, and Buttigieg.
Give me Buttigieg all day long. He is bright, he is articulate, he is intelligent, he is thoughtful. He may be a little more left than I would want the next president to be. Okay, part of the reason I liked Biden was people can say whatever they want about him. You know, he's a liberal, he's this
more
and that.
Left. We don't need more left.
Listen, but do we want a good leader? I mean, Sanders, we want another 80-year-old? Look,
no, he's out.
Look, yeah, the millionaires and the billionaires and the trillionaires. Let's get to it. Is it going to be a trillionaire class soon?
That's your impersonation
that's
and Bernie in itself.
My impersonation's pretty good.
All right, go ahead one more time. What the billionaires and the trillionaires. Do it again.
Look, we've got the billionaires and now soon to be the trillionaires telling us all, leading us from above in their ivory towers, not paying their fair share of taxes. That's my Bernie.
That's pretty good.
All right, but as far as him being the president,
no.
Can you do Trump?
Can you Trump? This is a tremendous gathering
tremendous.
Of people.
Yeah, that's a good
excellent,
one.
Excellent amount of people came out and saw.
China.
Don't forget who got us in this mess, and it was China. I got a tremendous.
The best.
Huge amount of supporters.
Huge. Yeah, he's like Billy Fusillo.
Now, hold on.
Huge. Donald Brian. Trump running for president in 2024 is going to be huge.
No,
it's going to be tremendous.
No, it's huge.
Huge.
Brian, you don't think Kamala is going to do the 25th amendment and then she'd come in and then...
No.
Why not?
No, because the 25th amendment is, the 25th like, amendment is literally be, made for a guy that's fucking brain
he,
dead.
Here's why it won't happen. He'll resign. They'll get him to resign before they have to invoke the 25th.
Okay, so then we resign, Terrence, and then
but he won't
resign
under what conditions?
Well,
under the fact that they're like, oh, sign here.
Under the fact that he can no longer actively perform the duties and the roles and the rigors of being a president.
So they would say, hey, listen, Bernie... Listen, fucking Joe.
Yeah.
You can, you know, just stop, motherfucker. Get in here and say that you got a brain aneurysm.
Well, that's when the cabinet all gets together and you get the vote of no confidence from your cabinet and they say, we're all either going to resign or you're going to resign. And either way, it's going to be a nightmare for you. So what do you want your legacy to be?
Do you think we're close on that?
No, because the president is a machine. It's the office is a machine. It's not, you know, it moves forward. It has inertia. The person can steer it a little bit, you know, which way it's going to go, but it is a machine. It is a force. And so I don't know that we're close to that. But
don't you think that would be, I mean, there's not a lot of things that I think that the president can do or the office or the machine can do to necessarily make Americans more,
confident,
more confident in the machine. And you need something drastic like this in order to people to give the machine a chance for the next election. And you got to get this motherfucker out of there.
And listen,
she's the lesser of two evils, and she's the only option. There's no other option.
Because then she'd probably bring her vice president, which would be what? They're saying maybe Newsom, too.
Maybe. You and Brent Hatley both said that you thought Newsom was going to be potentially a candidate. Well,
he is potentially a candidate.
Oh, yeah.
He's a formidable candidate from a very large blue state who will be able to raise a ton of money. And that, let's face it, it's about money. It's about fundraising.
You don't think AOC's got a chance, do you?
Not a rat's chance in hell.
Good, because I can't take it. I'll go kill myself.
Buttigieg has a better chance than her, but he's got the things going counting against him, too. So, you know, that would make him less palatable than the average candidate. But the problem for the Democrats is making it through a primary. The Democrats have more control over their primary system, and they generally are a little more involved, the party, in determining the outcome of the primary. So that's why we haven't seen super left candidates emerge from the Democratic Party yet. AOC would represent a drastic change in that. Bernie Sanders would
represent.
But he
got fucked by the DNC, his own party. Yeah.
That's my whole point. Yeah, is yeah, the yeah. DNC controls the primary
they
a
knew
lot
he wouldn't
more.
Win the general election. So.
That's it.
What's he going to be like? 83 by that time.
Yeah, he's
106.
Yeah. First of all, he's a non-factor. AOC, like within this New York Post article here, Sanders and AOC, they're not a chance in hell on either one of them. Throw in Newsom and Buttigieg or whatever the hell.
Buttigieg.
And who else? Buttigieg,
please.
Kamala. I mean, a wild card would be Michelle Obama. I'm just saying.
I know what you're saying.
Any more ridiculous than a reality show billionaire?
I know.
Where can we get more ridiculous? How do we get a porn star? I mean, that's really
why not?
We're beyond ridiculous.
We're beyond ridiculous on both sides of the fucking fence.
Yes.
This ain't a one side deal.
Don't take this as look. I'm being very fair and measured in my criticism of the system and of both parties here. This is not what we have is the illusion of choice. There is no choice.
Also, the governor of Illinois wants to run. So
yeah, and they're talking about him and Newsom on a ticket.
Yeah,
as long as Lori Lightfoot isn't involved, I'll do anything.
She'll probably be the Secretary of State.
I can't. I think she's absolutely.
Does she?
Yeah, just follow her eyes.
I think she's absolutely fucking evil.
You think?
I think Lori Lightfoot is evil. Yes. I really do. What's your opinion of her, Ryan?
I don't have a super high opinion of many elected officials at this point in time.
Because
I know what it takes to get
DeSantis?
To where they're at.
How about DeSantis?
The system is so dirty.
Every system. It's not just the American system. It's just politics in general. And the reason why is because in order to succeed, you have to rely on an immense amount of cooperation from an immense amount of people for a very long time. So you are compromised.
Correct.
So if you do, if 20 or 40 or 100 people do favors for you, you owe them back, and you're inevitably going to have to succumb to whatever they want, and that's going to compromise, you know, your morals.
Or you don't. Or you get in there and you say, I'm not.
Yeah, well, then you get assassinated.
Yeah.
So,
and
you end up like JFK.
Or that you get, $2 million soft pack money 1 month before the primary, and you can just, jam the marketplace full of commercials. And the person with the most money, usually, and the most commercials and the most yard signs, they win. That's just it.
Right.
It's not, the American politics are nothing more than a high school popularity contest.
It's not, though. It's the appearance of a high school popularity contest. It is actually just corrupt power and money ruling everything.
Didn't they say Hillary raised 40 times the amount of Trump did?
Who did?
Hillary Clinton. It was like 40 times the amount of Donald Trump.
I don't know if it was 40 times.
I don't know anything about that.
Oh.
Yeah. I mean, do you need to leave early today?
Why? Because I brought up a point?
No, because you...
We don't appreciate your input. You got to go.
And I have an article behind it?
Well, no. do you have an article behind it?
Got a big article.
I just sent it to you.
All right, hold on, Lummi. Let's see if Lummi's validated or not. Hillary Clinton raised, this is from Vox, raised 40 times more money than Donald Trump.
Outraised him 2-1.
It said Hillary Clinton's campaign, meanwhile, raised more than $19.6 million in the same month and $42 million more than Trump in the second.
Yeah, that's talking about individual months. She ended up raising 2-1, outraising him 2-1 overall.
Okay, so she raised more money. You know?
Hello, you're on the air.
You reach a certain amount.
Bubba.
Not 40 times.
It's a law of diminishing
returns. Not 40 times, Lummi.
That's true.
Well, that was a headline. That's why I read it.
Like 40 times.
A dollar goes a long way for the first, 25, 50, 100, 200 million, but then you don't get the same return out of dollar 200 mm-hmm. million in one.
Go ahead, buddy. You're on the air with all of us.
All right, so I'm listening to Babyface. Bump his fat gums together and not make any sense because
this is a poor man's Eminem right here. This is a poor man's Eminem.
No. Listen. He just said he doesn't have faith in any elected officials because he knows what it takes to get there. Blah blah blah.
Right.
So wouldn't you appreciate somebody like Trump who wasn't involved in all them stupid politics?
Because I know a charlatan and a con man when I see one, and I don't buy the con. Okay, he is a con artist. He's a con artist. He's a con artist. I don't need to get it. I have my okay. Yes, yes.
Playboy billionaire.
Hey, yeah. Oh, he should have. He sacrificed his wonderful life for all of us. What a great guy.
It's still a wonderful life, buddy. Don't get that twisted.
Listen, everybody. They're all charlatans.
Yes. Yes. Now,
listen, Donald Trump isn't the only charlatan. So is fucking Joe Biden. He's a charlatan, too. Motherfucker's been in office for fucking longer than I've been alive.
Exactly.
Let's have some term. Let's start with term limits. Let's start with fucking term limits, first of all.
Yeah, that becomes a huge problem because then they're more concerned about getting reelected than actually doing some real policies
and
that can help people.
The inherent privileges and advantages in incumbency is ridiculous. It's absolutely ridiculous. Franking privileges.
What Babyface's thoughts are on all these Democratic ran cities that were supposedly peaceful protesting, but
yeah,
turning
Babyface.
The whole town.
And listen,
Babyface, what you think about all the Democrats doing that?
I support everybody's right to peacefully protest, and anybody who's breaking the law and vandalizing should be arrested.
Hold on. This guy's got a new name. This guy's got a new name. White Ice Tea. That's what he sounds like.
Yeah. Brian called him Cat Williams.
Cat Williams.
Yeah.
In the famous words of the great Ice-T, the poet, I'm a H-U-S-T-L-E-R hustler. I'll holler.
Mm-hmm.
Holla out.
Mahalo.
White Ice-T, thank you. I mean, that's his name, White Ice-T.
You know who's a bright politician and up-and-coming is? Kevin Hazel.
Somebody called him.
Hell yeah!
Somebody called him Scat Williams.
Hello. Scat Williams! Hello.
Hey, what's up, guys?
What's up, buddy?
Wrestling coach from Illinois.
What?
Hey, I'll tell you how bad Chicago is, Lori Lightfoot. I sent Lummy a while back a sticker that all the Chicago cops are passing around, sticking up everywhere. It says the Chicago police say, fuck Lori Lightfoot.
Well, I don't think the cops, the great Chicago cops, I think they're great men and women that are being governed by a bunch of fucking buffoons, and so I do not put this on the cops at all. They can only do what they're directed to do by the mayor.
Or funded.
And I believe this guy knows because I believe he does serve there.
No, what I'm saying is I feel sorry for the Chicago cops that they got their hands tied. They really can't fucking do the shit that they need to do because they're governed by a fucking buffoon.
They're told to stand down.
Aren't you a police officer in Chicago?
Yeah. And Chicago cops are for the most part pretty fucking rugged. I've dealt with Chicago cops and they're cool, and if you're not fucking around and doing some stupid shit, they'll usually let you go because they got bigger shit to deal with, like not getting shot by a couple black guys on the South Side.
Mm. Well, my son is in the Illinois State Police Academy. He graduates in 7 weeks from a 6-month boot camp, and that's where he's going for his first assignment.
Chirac. Yeah, well, okay. I'm just telling you, good luck to him because the people that are, you know, the mayor of Chicago is 90% of the fucking problem.
I'll send the sticker to Lummy. I'll email it to you to show you. It's funny as hell.
All right, buddy. Appreciate you listening. Thank you. Hello.
Hey, Bubba.
Yeah.
One thing that you know, Babyface said that the problem is the system, but I mean, the reason you only have two people like Trump and Biden is because there's no, when you take a look at the people that are running or that would run, why would you run? Your entire life gets taken apart. You got people going back to like Twitter 10 years ago, finding out something you said that was offensive. They just everybody's got skeletons in their closet, but nobody wants it out there in the public. You don't have anybody that's a perfect person, and everybody's critical of everybody. When you go back to Twitter and somebody posts something on Facebook 10 years ago.
But you're right. I mean, who the fuck would want to run? Because they destroy your life. Even if you win, your life's destroyed.
Yeah, but if you win, you become the most powerful person on the planet.
Anybody who wants the job or thinks that they would be good at the job should automatically be eliminated from being president because that the level of arrogance and narcissism that's on display in that thought that I should be the leader of the free world.
My favorite spring cleaning takeaway is the post-clean clarity you get when you're talking through Mint Mobile. I mean, I can't believe that I've been living some other life with all this scratchy mobile when I can get crystal clear and the best mobile through Mint Mobile. And I can do it all for $15 a month when you purchase a 3-month plan. I can afford this. How much have I been paying on my other plan? Probably getting gouged. But it's time to switch to Mint Mobile and get unlimited talk, text, and data for $15 a month. Say bye-bye. goodbye to your overpriced wireless plan. I mean, I'm talking jaw-dropping monthly bills and unexpected overages. Say goodbye to all that nonsense. Mint Mobile is here to rescue you with a premium wireless plan starting at $15 a month. All plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the largest 5G network. Use your own phone with any Mint Mobile plan and bring your phone number along with all your existing contacts. Ditch overpriced wireless with Mint Mobile's limited time deal and get 3 months of premium wireless service for $15 a month. To get this new customer offer and your 3 month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/Bubba. That's mintmobile.com/BUBBA. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/Bubba. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first 3 month plan only. Speed slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plans. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
You for the position.
So then what, we should force someone to run because we think that they're good
people. We should do secret nominations of like a teacher in the Midwest or somebody, you know, some small business owner in the Midwest. And
they have to serve at least four years. They have to get through a year.
And then we'll go from there.
Oh, just year by year?
You can tap out after a year.
Okay.
Yeah, you can. You have the option to tap out after a year.
I mean, the system's very broken. Even the candidates.
I would take
like
a surprise president over what we're getting
you
right now.
You know what? I second that.
You know what? Give me, like, let's put it 50,000 names in a hat from nominations. You got to be nominated. You got to show, you know, they got
to
be certain criteria.
Like,
you don't have to be a citizen. It's fine. Whatever.
At this point, what does it matter if you're a citizen?
Let Arnold do it. He's not a citizen, right? Arnold Schwarzenegger.
He's a citizen.
Well,
no.
He's not a natural born citizen.
But you have to be naturally born here. Yeah. He's not eligible for president.
They said he wasn't a citizen.
Yeah, but he is a citizen, though.
Yeah. Okay, he was governor of California.
Yeah. I got it. You know what the fuck I was talking about.
All right, sorry, Bobs.
No problem.
I can't even be president either.
Oh, that's great. I'm good knowing that. I can do something you can.
You can sleep easy at night.
Yeah, your ass up there as president. Fucking sorry, I got to break this press conference. I got a yogi. I got to meet some yogis.
Yeah, I got a yogi schedule.
I'm sorry, I'm a little cranky right now. I've been fasting, and I can't make any decisions until I break my fast.
I have to urine every 2 minutes.
I got to urine. You got to put an extra fucking toilet on Air Force One because I got to urine. Hello, you're on the air. A lot of phone activity today.
Hey guys. Hey Brian. It's Carlos. I'm glad that you came back to the show after hiding in your mom's basement for about a year for COVID. And I think your views are suddenly very centrist. I remember during the election show and leading up to the election, I mean, you're a pretty staunch leftist.
You're misremembering. That's the problem. I seem super left compared to this show. But in reality, my views are not super crazy liberal. Okay, so yes, compared to everybody else and compared to the average, the P1 listener of this show, I am left, but in reality I am closer to the center than probably most of the listeners.
I feel like an apology is in order.
Linda, honey, listen. Brian, stop with your bullshit, and Brian's got to apologize just to hear your stupid shit on
No,
the
here's
air.
The thing. Brian is left, but Brian's also realistic about
He's
it.
He's reasonable.
Right. Yeah.
I am socially liberal. I believe that women should be able to make a choice for themselves if they get pregnant.
Boo!
You know? That's okay.
The hell's wrong with you, Brian?
Look,
I believe it too. I think women should be
able
to.
I'm also not going to burn down Washington, D.C. because they made a legal decision to overturn it. I can disagree with the decision. I can disagree with the process. I can think that they lied in getting their, you know, to get their spots. Well, I can think all of that,
and
but
that's
I'm not going to burn it down.
You're left, but you're reasonable. Like,
right.
But you always have been.
Yeah, that's the new show, Reasonably Left.
You know, I warned everybody.
I really enjoy Brian on the show. I think it's just a lot of people's eyes have been opened to what you were saying was a major corruption in the system. And in the last 4 or 5 years, we saw a sitting president get deplatformed from Twitter. The January 6th people are still being held.
They're not being held. Look, so the fact that the people in Portland and other cities weren't prosecuted is the problem, not the fact that the people on January 6th got prosecuted. So let's stop with this false equivocation. The people in Portland should have been prosecuted for their crimes. Okay, they were a mob. They caused damage.
Mitch Lucarini, 50 on the Venmo.
The people who are actually causing damage, not protesting, but vandalizing.
Sure.
There's a difference between protest and vandalism. There's a difference between protest and criminal trespass. There's a difference when I have to break down a window to get into a place, I am breaking and entering. That's
agreed.
So, okay, good. So don't call them political prisoners or anything like that. They're being tried. Nobody's being held in Guantanamo Bay for January 6th. So stop with this nonsense. This is the type of hyperbolic language and distortion of facts and reality that is damaging our country.
I got some good news. What's that?
Brian's full chub right now.
I got some good news, and Blitz, I like this, that the House passes appropriations bill that is now going to allow broadcast, you know, radio to take marijuana, cannabis advertising money. I like that.
Yeah.
I mean, their business, and so dispensaries and stuff can now start advertising.
Well, what it means is that major corporations and money holders have now gotten into the dispensary business enough that they're allowing it. That's what it means.
All right, great, but they're allowing it. Nonetheless, I mean, this is probably just another, you know, step to maybe possibly federally it being, you know, legal.
I'm actually, you don't even know this yet. I was actually talking somewhat to a company yesterday about sponsoring our podcast that makes those products.
Yeah, great. Well, you now Blitz, and the NAB is super happy about it. The National Association of Broadcasters are saying for too long, local broadcasters have been stuck in a regulatory purgatory because of conflicting federal and state cannabis laws. Today's passage marks an important step. So now Blitz, it's legal to take weed money.
Good.
Perfect.
Good.
Even if it's not legal in the state.
Well, I don't know if I can say, hey, go to Guido on the curb and buy an ounce for $2.50.
Right, but it's like, oh, if you have your medical marijuana card, you can go to these whatever. Okay.
Yeah, I think that you know, these dispensaries that can't really advertise on the radio can now say, hey, come down to the Move dispensary place and buy some fucking pre-rolls.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
Good.
Hey, one last thing.
Because I know a few of them I've talked to, they're wanting to advertise.
Yeah.
L to the Yizza.
What do you got, buddy? What else? One last thing, quickly.
One last thing. I'll jump off. I love you guys. Love the show. Brian, I really do. I am glad you're back. You bring so much to the show. I was wondering, would you want to do another Christmas parody song with me this year?
Yeah, I could.
I did one like 2 or 3 years ago.
No, fuck that bullshit. That brought too much heat. Fuck that.
I didn't even get to do the real heat.
No.
That brought heat. Really? My toned down, censored.
I'm not recognizing people that used to be part of the show that are not significant anymore, period.
That's right.
You know, I'm not making songs about people that aren't relevant anymore.
I didn't make. The song I did when I did the Christmas song was Everybody That Was Present.
Oh, perfect. I love to have that.
But did you forget that I did one in 2019?
Brian, I can't remember what I did yesterday at noon. Okay, motherfucker.
I just remember texting you last night, Brian.
Yeah, Brian. I passed out at 6 o'clock. Like, you know, I'm a highly regimented professional.
246.
Please. And you gave me some huge ideas today, Brian, that I have to get off the air here soon and start working. I got a lot of work
to do. Or you're
going to
forget them.
I wrote him down. I got a lot of work to do. Thank you, sir. Appreciate it. Love
you. Bye, Carlos Mandingo.
If we did lunch like once a month, Bubba, you and I could brainstorm some great ideas.
You need to work on that one project today,
Brian.
For real,
okay.
Brian. No, for real. Like, for real, real.
Okay. I'm going to start looking into it.
With the registry gimmick.
Yeah.
Hello, who's this?
Hey, my name's Dan. How are you?
By the way, Carlos, we love you. Carlos Mandingo. Yes, Dan, go ahead.
Hey, I wanted to retouch on the HOA stuff that Anna was asking about, some crazy HOA stuff. Is it too late for that or no?
No, we can. Sure. Why not?
Circle back
what,
to the HOA.
What is it, though? Make it quick.
I got a fine for $1,000 because my sidewalks were stained.
Yeah.
I mean,
well, stop pissing on them.
Now, hold on, buddy. Let me just step in. When I was living in Odessa, got my sidewalk was a little dirty, you know, Blitz, because it got like the sun, and then like if it would rain, it would kind of get a little moldy, you know, and so I needed to power wash it. And they just sent me a reminder that said, please know that subsection 3-A says
you should get two warnings.
Yeah, you get one or two warnings, and after the second one, I finally power washed it, and then they sent me another one. I said, thank you, like for doing that. So, like, I don't think they can just start out with a $1,000 fine. I think they have to give you some type of warning.
Yeah, a $1,000 fine sounds like you went 20 days without rectifying
20 days,
it.
Like maybe 2 years, maybe.
No, $50 a day, they can start fining you.
All right, after 20 days?
No, he got a first notice, a second notice, a final notice, and then he was referred to the fining committee.
Well, right.
And so they implemented the fine, and then it's...
But a first notice and a second notice and a third notice, Brian, that's at least 2-3 weeks.
And he didn't respond to any of them,
right,
is my guess.
Right. Mm-hmm. Sir, is that true?
I never got him.
I got him... I cleaned the sidewalk.
So all you have to do is show
the final notice.
Yeah, show them but you got to communicate. So here's the thing people have to remember with HOAs.
Communication.
You have to communicate.
It's like a relationship.
Most people just throw it away or don't communicate back. So you have to show to them that you've rectified the issue, and once you've shown them that, then so I would appeal the fine. I would show them the photographs, let them know, and did they reverse it?
No.
I'm sorry. Let me get mic off.
No, he's talking on the phone.
Oh. Nope. Let me tell Hootie I can't fucking have Rhett spend 3 hours editing a fucking segment so that his wife doesn't leave him, okay?
Fuck.
It was the Mexican. I was talking.
Oh, no, he was talking to the Mexican.
It's the Mexican.
Oh. But he was speaking in English, so I questioned that whether
Oh, no, it was him, but yeah, he could barely hear me.
So I'm having I got 20 minutes. I got a camera crew here. I'm talking to those guys. I'm talking to Brian. We're really heavy duty onto some shit. Brian's giving me some good ideas and some good advice. And Blitz, you saw how long the texts were.
Yes.
Hootie is blowing my shit up.
Yeah, he is.
About, Lummy, are you familiar with what he wants?
Yes, I am. He sent me, and I told him, you need to talk to Bubba. No one else here has that control, except obviously Blitz, but I think that Blitz would still have to clear it with you.
I would not go to Bubba with it at all.
Okay, there you go.
Yeah, Blitz said, you know what, Blitz?
Blitz said new phone, who it is.
I said, too bad.
Yeah, Blitz, you know what? I'm letting you make the official ruling on this, okay?
Yeah.
All right, go ahead.
Too bad.
Well?
I mean, yeah.
There we go.
So, hey Brian, what recourse do I have once I pay the fine? Because I don't believe they followed procedure with giving me this fine.
I
was never notified of the art committee. The art committee guy said he was never notified of my fine. He never passed a yay or nay or whatever they do to issue me the fine.
So did you appeal the fine?
I went to the board meeting and asked them to not issue the fine.
So I can't speak to it because every HOA is set up differently and they have rules and guidelines. So you've got to go to your guidelines. You know, there's a big manual and it tells you what the policies and procedures are for appealing a fine. Most of the time, you've got a limited amount of time to do it. You have to do it in writing and you have to request a hearing. I mean, it is complicated. I don't, you know... We don't even have a fining committee set up in my HOA yet because I didn't want that to be the culture, and so we've put it off as long as we can, and now we have some people that aren't doing the little things that they need to do, and so you have to have some sort of enforcement, but it's going to be, you know, up to what your bylaws are and what the policies and procedures are, and you need to follow those. And if you've already paid the fine, I don't know what level of recourse you have to be paid back for it because you're essentially admitting that it's owed when you pay it.
Okay.
It's like you can't pay a traffic ticket and then request a court hearing date on it. Once you pay the traffic ticket, you owe the, you know, okay? So
I understand that, but my issue is if I don't pay it, they're going to keep adding interest and late fees.
Yes, that's the risk you run. That's the risk you run, yes. That's so you got to be right when you're fighting that. That's the problem. You know, there's pros and cons to HOAs.
Have you ever had anybody ever hired you to sue an HOA before?
I have not personally sued an HOA before.
You interested in doing that?
Not particularly, only because I'm not set up to do that work, you know, bill hourly and all of that, and then seek attorney's fees and costs. I mean, there's a lot of attorneys that specialize in
Ask Bucket 162 $10 bill on the YouTube.
But I'm just not one of
yeah,
them.
Ask Bucket 62 $10 super
buddy,
chat.
Gotta
more
go.
Baby face,
this
more
isn't
baby
the
face.
HOA hour. Sorry.
It is.
It's not the HOA hour. Turning Call up that. And it, tell us how much of a fucking horse's ass and how irresponsible you were on power washing your driveway. Then you finally
you're
got
good,
to
buddy.
It.
It was a good call. It was long enough to let Bubba text everybody back that he had to text.
You can let me just tell you who the fuck's texting me right now. One Thomas fucking Bean.
Yeah, Brian.
And it's about some really important.
Brian,
I got a lot of important
got a lot
shit
of going
on.
I heard you got some text from Hootie.
Stuff
I got a goddamn
on.
Camera crew here. I got fucking Tom Bean I got to talk to. I got racetrack fucking deals. I got fucking, I mean, Brian, you know.
We're canceling the
and
races.
Tom,
forget,
don't you know I'm trying to do a show right now? Why are you texting me?
Well, he can. And I'm texting. I mean,
Tom was texting him asking if he could get the Hootie audio taken off.
Oh, Jesus.
I would say that'd be a great time for us to end this program. It's been a good solid 30 minutes. Brian, I'd like to have your opinion on this AOC fake handcuffing bullshit. And does she turn your fucking stomach, this bitch?
She's a politician.
No, but she is.
She's literally
the
a politician.
Worst.
Is,
she's
she,
the
is
worst.
She worse than Marjorie Taylor Greene?
No, they're the
okay.
same.
Okay, so that's what I'm saying. They're fringe politicians. They get way more attention than they should because the fact that you're showing this and talking about it is feeding the fire, man.
The fact that she did it is also as disgusting as me covering it. Trying to act like you're
she
handcuffed.
She had a response to it.
She ultimately held her fist up in, like, defiance. I think she's walking to cooperate with
no,
the police
acting,
as they're leading her
away.
She said.
She's got people in front of her taking pics for the Insta and for all of her bullshit, and she spun it like she was being handcuffed.
Okay, so she spun it that way. Clearly she wasn't. She held her fist up in defiance. They're, you know, clearly
but then
not
she,
hand-
But then it goes yeah. right back to the handcuff deal.
Yeah.
And you know what? I didn't see any pictures of the fisting. I saw the pictures of the handcuffing.
The I would have liked to see
no,
the fisting.
Was pretty big.
I'd like to fist her.
I would like to see the fisting. Yeah.
Can I tell you what she needs?
A fisting.
She needs a good fisting.
You think you could chill her out?
I think I could. I think I could, you know.
If you could just got that fist up there, you could make some changes.
She just needs my two-finger McGillicuddy around the cul-de-sac, Backyard Jones.
I'm not saying get that fist up there. I'm not saying those words. You did.
I did.
Yes.
Five fingers.
Five-finger death punch is what mm-hmm. she needs.
That's Matt SBR6, 1999 Super Chat.
Why didn't you mention the $10 message, Lummy, that got sent through?
I did.
You said the more baby face, more baby face, more baby face.
Lummy actually said that out loud. Yeah. I'm sorry.
Three times, Brian.
I wasn't listening.
No, because you're so goddamn laser-locked on your own shit. And
on your HOA bullshit.
Yeah, I'm laser-locked on the real show, the actual content.
Well, I'm doing shit, okay?
No, you are. You're the best at it. And all
and when you two are fucking going at it, it's an opportunity for me to take a step back and fucking text. You should want me to text more, because that means your stupid fucking ass can talk more.
I wasn't complaining. I was just commenting. It wasn't a complaint.
That's right. Check that chicken.
I second that.
Did Merch Crick get you one, too, to play with?
No,
she get that for you or the dog?
The dog. Bella's never getting that toy back.
I know.
Listen, this has been a great show. I got a bunch of shit to do. I'll be over on your. I'll be over by your office later today, and I'm doing all kinds of shit.
Are you going to be able to make it to Ocala, or is that just another shit storm?
That's another shit storm. Right. No, I don't have to go to Ocala to see that we have the Colorado River running through the fucking pits. Oh. So
that sucks.
Yeah. Well, it really doesn't.
Yeah, no, you don't have to go up there at all.
Yeah.
Do you guys buy the rainout insurance?
No, fuck no.
No.
That's a scam.
Yeah. Most insurance is, but.
That's a scam. You're like, we bought the rainout insurance. We need the $4,500. Oh, no, it was, I know the collection thing that we gave you said that it was 1.25 inches, but the National Bureau of motherfucking said it was 1 millionth from what
we
needed.
That's when you file. So that's when you file a civil remedy notice against them for bad faith claims handling.
There comes a point where I don't want to fucking file.
No,
shit
that's
on
why
people.
You have attorneys.
That's why I have a team of people.
That's why you have a team of lawyers.
Like Babyface, even though he doesn't, respond to your texts and stuff like that.
No, he does respond to my texts. He's the best. He's not. You know what? I have some lawyers that are on one-way avenues, and he's not. Brian's on a super.
No, he's
fucking,
very helpful.
He is on an eight-lane both ways highway. He helps me out anytime I need. And if I needed
you just gotta
him to
ask.
Turn, if wide, I needed him to turn around yesterday, you would have been here.
Wide open, three lanes, no waiting.
Right. All right, Lummy, listen, we're going to end this deal, which gives you plenty of time to get your shit done.
Thank you, sir.
And plenty of time to take care of little Walker.
And the Mexican.
And the Mexican.
Thank you, sir.
We will see you guys tomorrow.